How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz fall to the Los Angeles Clippers tonight by the final score of 88-72. And for Frank, this game was not that close. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. David Locke along with Ron Boone. And Ron, is there any way to appeal to the league and say, we need All-Star break now, we'd rather not play Wednesday?
Well, it's not, that won't happen. But what the Jazz, we'd like to see with the Jazz is that they just bust their butt here in the last basketball game and at least make it competitive. You know, we haven't seen a competitive basketball game here in the last two home games. The fans would like to see something like that.
It's discouraging. They've lost at home now to the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Memphis Grizzlies and the Los Angeles Clippers, the three teams that were behind them in the standings. More disturbing is just tonight's game. Felt like the Celtic game early and often. The Jazz led it at the end of one, 19-18, which they didn't do against Boston, but they you had a great point in the broadcast, Ron. In the second and third quarters tonight, the Jazz combined to go 12 of 41, and against Boston they combined to go 12 of 42. A lot of talk after the game against Boston was a defensive issue. I'm going to say that these two games, as much have been offensive issues. It's something, there's just not a sharpness to what we're doing right now.
And one other thing that I noticed tonight, David, and I really started trying to pay a little attention to that late in the ball game. I wish I would have thought about this a little earlier, because I know in the previous two games what they were trying to do was push the ball up the floor and play a little faster. I won't say faster pace, but push the ball up the floor faster, so they'll have a little more time to do things on the floor. I didn't even see that tonight. I saw a lot of walking the ball up the floor, and then didn't see a lot of passing, and the Jazz, for the most part, early in the year, that was their MO. I mean, the number of guys that touched the ball, and, sometimes they'd have a high turnover nights because of that, but they were passing the basketball and getting very good shots. I don't think we've seen that in the last two ball games.
No, and the one thing I've said sometimes that I thought is that we run an intricate system, and so when we get tired, maybe we struggle more than some other people. But we've been so good on back into back to backs this year that I'm not sure that argument actually held a lot of water. But there is a level of proficiency and execution that we have to be good, and we're just not close to that at all right now.
Well, it just makes you wonder what's going on. I mean, I know there's a couple of players that are probably discouraged with their playing time, maybe even the minutes or when they're in the ball game,
touches,
that type of thing, touches, and you run across problems like that, David, when you have as much talent as the Jazz have. And it's a luxury when there's injuries, but then it becomes a problem when everyone's healthy and everyone on their team is, everybody has a scrapbook. All these guys have scrapbooks, and they have certain ways they played in order to be good, in order to get to this level. And then when you get to this level, like I said, everyone has a scrapbook, so you have to make adjustments.
I think obviously the big guys tonight, without Rodney, George and Gordon have got to be your primary guys. They were not tonight. Gordon was 2 of 12. George was 2 of 11. Favors was 5 of 11. Gobert, 5 of 12. There weren't, and I hate to say this, there aren't any real bright spots. There is one one that's discouraging. I hope he's all right, and that's Trey Lyles. Goes 0 for 9 tonight. He just is. This is a tough stretch for him. He's never gone through something like this in his career. I've seen it numerous times in my career. I remember a player who, in his second year of the NBA, started writing on himself. Literally writing on himself out of stress. He was writing all over his shoes and all sorts of psalms and this and that, and really just the stress was overwhelming. His face was breaking out, and this player ended up having a 12-year NBA career by the time it was done. So, this is something that a lot of guys, I'm not saying that's what Trey's doing, but like that type, that's the lowest I've ever seen. I was really concerned about this person as a human, and they got through it to a 12-year NBA career. So it happens, and what happens is that you're the man. You've always been the man. You've always been the primary guy, and now you're just a bit piece, and you're not even sure where that bit piece is, and it's really, really hard.
And David, that is a problem. You know, that is a problem that players, and that's the reason they have team psychologists on teams, and that can help players like that work through their problem or work through whatever they need to get through it. And if this kid was doing those things, he was very close. When I say very close to going off the edge, off the edge. And hopefully, Trey Lyles is definitely not there. Now he's 22 years old, correct?
22,
turning on maybe 21, turning 22. Is that young to be in the NBA? That's probably about the time that players are starting to find out that there's enough talent in this league, and there's when you get to this level, like I said, everybody has a scrapbook. So now I got to try to figure things out, and he has to figure that out. You know, I know his father is a great support for him, but he has to try to figure that out. Now, one thing that
that's a good point, by the way. He has a great family.
Right.
That should be really helpful. All-Star break's probably really good.
Yeah, go get away from basketball, get away from teammates, get away from coaches, you know, those type of things, and start to work on your game. I'd like to see a guy like that watch a lot of film, of himself, because when you do that, you have to try to, okay, this is the way I have to play in this system to make myself better, to help the team, and to be effective whenever I'm out there on the floor. And hopefully he can work that out, David, without getting too deep into it.
And hopefully, you know, he's a really talented player. The Jazz have high hopes for him. I mean, I think, you know, the Jazz still really believe in him strongly as a playmaker and a multiple faceted four, and hopefully he just gets going. But he's at a point he's never been here before, and that's tough to see. But frankly, a lot, you know, nobody tonight was. This was not. This is. That's a side story. That's not a. He didn't play in the first half of this game. This game was frankly over by halftime. So, the Jazz were not good tonight. They were not good against Boston. They were not good once they lost the lead in Dallas. So it's been a little while since they have been that team that looked so fabulous on the road trip. Hopefully they get it back before they head to break. This has been Locked On Jazz's postcast on the Locked On Podcast Network.